AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. attacked and seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship it said had tried to evade its naval blockade near the Strait of Hormuz today. It was the first interception since the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports began last week. Iran's Joint Military Command vowed to respond, throwing a fragile ceasefire into question days before it expires on Wednesday. Meanwhile, President Trump yesterday said U.S. negotiators will be in Pakistan today for another round of talks with Iran. Iranian officials did not directly respond to his announcement. A 10-day ceasefire in Israel and Lebanon appears to be holding. The U.S. Coast Guard says an overturned ship found near the U.S. territory of Saipan after a typhoon hit is the vessel that went missing with six people on board. The Coast Guard says it was still searching for the six. It said the overturned boat was first spotted on Saturday. The U.S. is backing a project in South Africa to extract rare earths despite a diplomatic clash.
In South Africa, a U.S.-backed project aims to extract highly sought-after rare earth minerals used in electronics and defense systems from industrial mining waste. It's also part of a Trump administration plan to reduce reliance on China. Developer Rare Rainbow Earths CEO George Bennett says there's another benefit to the plan.
We've got the best of both worlds there, because the rare earth that we're going to produce is going to drive the green energy and green technology.
Researcher Alcino Massey says it's a promising project.
The U.S. knows that they can gain a lot from South Africa, which is why, as much as they're fighting us, they also want us to be on their side.
The U.S. committed $50 million despite relations with South Africa plummeting to their lowest point in decades. I'm Julie Walker.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. A rush to fill positions in the FBI and Justice Department has some current and former officials concerned. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Following a wave of firings, retirements, and resignations over the past year, the FBI and the Justice Department are trying to rebuild a depleted workforce, and they're easing requirements in order to speed up recruitment. That has some current and former officials concerned. The FBI is using social media campaigns to attract applicants, and according to people familiar with the changes, is offering shorter training periods for candidates who come from other federal agencies. The Justice Department will now consider hiring prosecutors right out of law school. And some current and former agents say the FBI is promoting into positions of leadership people with less experience than would be customary for those jobs. Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.